This is going. It's going to be kind of mixed up. I mean, okay. I'm going to have a break or so in it.
All right, that's fine.
See you. Down, down in a deep, dark dungeon, on a bed of moldy straw. Something in an, no pillow for the head. A cherry broken table across the moldy bread. And then it's something about no cover for the bed. And that's about all I know of it. But somebody might.
Yeah, again, we can. Get Jennifer working on it, maybe.
And then there's one about these two soldiers. Where was that?
She had a copy of the words. Would that help her?
It might.
Well, I got some of it down.
Okay.
And you might, I'll give it to you if you want.
Great.
But you probably have to go over because some of the spelling's off. See what I do? Like I told you, I write it down and then I go over it.
No worries.
You
know, it might give her some idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If she had some of the words.
And this is about a couple soldiers. I'm pretty sure it's Civil War, and they were going into battle. And one of them told the other, if he didn't come back, he wanted the other one to notify his sweetheart. And the other one said, if he didn't come back, the first one was to let his mother know. And one of them is, you should return and I should not. And I say, you should return and I should not. You do the same for me. I have a mother that's waiting at home. And this chorus was, boldly they rode up the hill amid the shot and shell. The enemy then shot them down and jeered them as they fell. And that's all I know of that one.
Did they use, when would they sing this? Just in the evening or?
No, mother would go work around the house. She'd sing while she worked. They used to, once in a while, mother and my aunt got together. Most of that was, I think, I remember when mother had that organ before we went to Toledo. So I had to be 8, 9 years old. And that's why I had, but mother would sing some once in a while, I'd catch a little of it, but she'd sing around the house, and might be one day, one the other, and I never really got it, too much of it. That might give you the tune of it, mm-hmm. I remember the tune.
I like the, I've heard the tune.
And then there's one, another one, that is, probably somebody has this one, it's about the, this girl had a dream. She got up. She told her father that her brother had been out in Lake Champlain and or fell into Lake Champlain and drowned in deep water. Probably you've heard that one.
Yes.
I want to have a verse, just a verse of it. And then there's her uncle, and then her brother showed up. She said it was a dream, and he went out, and all three of them ended up being drowned in.
Willie Leonard. Is that?
I don't know.
Bold.
This is all I know of the thing. But I know the tune was where did he fall in there? I ask you again. In the deepest of waters on the Lake of Champlain. That's where he fell in there. I tell you again. That's all I remember of it.
Interesting. I have heard that, and I'll bring you a tape copy of Margaret MacArthur singing it to a different tune. But there's deep and dark water in the lakes of Champlain.
Yeah,
that's how it.
In the deepest of waters. Yeah.
Interesting.
I got that about the.
Yeah, she's somebody else who knows a lot of songs and might know some of these.
This is, if you want, I'll try this one on the mule, but they might be somebody smarter than I am could maybe put it together. I put a couple lines up here that was in it, but I can't figure out where they went.
This was which one?
The mule.
Oh, good.
And I can't remember what, I'll call him, just finish it out with this, but I don't know what the rest of this first line was. See. There was a man His name was Simon Slick. He had a mule with... No, that ain't the tune at all. Well, he was quicker than Waterbury's liquor. He was a Negro, a hungry bill sticker, a kicker and a wicker that's never yet been found. There was a man who something. His name was Simon Slick. He had a mule with... He had a mule with dreamy eyes, and how that mule could kick ass way off. He kicked the stuffin' from a goose, he broke a Negro's back. He kicked the steamboat out of sight, a train from off the track. And there's some more in there, and I think it's probably that mule. For he had an iron jaw, he was just the thing to have around to tame your mother-in-law. This isn't the, that goes somewhere, it's on the other side. The mule, he was quicker than Waterbury's liquor. He was a Negro, a hungry bill sticker, a kicker and a wicker that's never yet been found. He pulverized 9 Chinamen. It was an awful sight. He kicked a boarding house in two at 12 o'clock at night. The boarders in their shirt night clothes all stood and held their breath. Well, he shoved his hind foot down his throat and kicked himself to death. Oh, that mule, he was quicker than Waterbury's liquor. He caused you all to snicker. Oh, he was a Negro, a hungry bill sticker, a kicker and a wicker that's never yet been found. Now, I got those verses there. I got off.
Right?
I had to more or less say them. Because, I'll... Like I said, I haven't done it over. I always write something out and usually do it over.
Don't worry.
And here's, let's see.
Now, which one did you think Sterling knew?
I'll see here. Old Man Get Away, I think the name. Get Away, Old Man Get Away. I get here. The song is about a young girl whose father wanted her to marry a rich old man. There were several verses to this one. I only heard the first two, maybe once or twice. These are all I remember. It says, would rather marry a young man with an apple in his hand than to marry an old man for his money and his land. Oh, the old men, they are old, and the old men, they are gray. The young men, they are full of life. Get away, old man, get away. I'd rather marry a young man with pockets lined with silk than to marry an old man for his money with 100 cows to milk. Oh, the old men, they are old, and the old men, they are gray. Young men, they are full of life. Get away, old, young man, get away, old man, get away. I'm kind of messing it up. Oh, the old man, he comes stumbling in, say, I'm tired of this life. Well, the young man, he comes skipping in, saying, kiss me, my dear wife. Oh, the old men, they are old, and the old men, they are gray. But the young men, they are full of life. Get away, old man, get away. Now, there's a couple, three verses. It brings that in where she, her father wants her to marry them, and those are the ones I don't know. And I think there's several others here that I don't know, too, along in it. But it's more or less, her father wants to marry this fellow, and the girl says no. Anyway, he wants to marry the... I still got here, Stone Livingston, me, no more of the verses. And another one Mother used to sing was, I know it was around this valley here, but it was just a short verse, so what I remember is... come, love, come, come along with me. We'll sail down to old Tennessee. No. That isn't the way it starts, anyway. Come, come, love, come. Come, love, come. The boat lies low, high and dry on the Ohio. Come, love, come, oh, come along with me. We'll sail down to Tennessee. That's about all I know of that one.
Boy, and she was something, wasn't she? She must have had just a pile of songs.
But you see, most of these has been over 50 years, so my memory isn't how it should be. Another one was, she used to sing was, oh, Carolina, my Carolina, My love for you will never, never die. Young man below there, young man below there, Miss Caroline, I live for those below.
I love the tune.
See, there's one here. Oh, yeah. Now, I don't know, just remember how this will go. I may have that verse thing. It's supposed to be on a sailing song anyway. Well, the ocean waves may roll and the stormy breezes blow, while we poor sailors are skipping up aloft. The landlubber lies down below, 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 and the landlubber lies down below. Three times around when our gallant ship, three times around when she, three times around when our gallant ship, and she sank to the bottom of the sea, 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 and she sank to the bottom of the sea. Let's see. I knew the verse, thought of it earlier today. I didn't get it written down. And up spoke the captain of our gallant ship, and a right smart fellow was he. I have a wife in Salem town, but tomorrow a widow she'll be. The ocean waves may roll and the stormy breezes blow, while we poor sailors are skipping up aloft, and the landlubber lies down below, 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 and the landlubber lies down below. And then it's three times around on our gallant ship, and that's where it goes again. So you see, I don't remember too much of it.
I think I can get that one for you. In fact, I've heard that one before.
I know that some of these you must have.
I don't know. Is it Sir Patrick Spence, or?
I don't know the first thing. All I know is what I've heard from my mother. I couldn't
yeah,
tell you.
Yeah, I'll try and dig them out.
None of these, I thought, well, some of, trying to get speak to my mother about it, and I kept putting it off. It kept getting worse. I always visit something else. Then their mind just started going, you know. Like I said, I got an aunt. I'll have the address in here somewhere. And I talked to my cousin about a year ago, and he said, "Is his mother?" He says, "It's time since he's rational stuff. We haven't gone to her since she went in the nursing home. We used to visit. In fact, when we went down around Massachusetts or something, she said we were the only relation, you know, outside her immediate family, used to stop and see her." But I wrote that down, and she might know. She knew a lot of them, same as my mother did. And even if they might, if somebody wanted it, they might be able to call in and find out she's rational,
yeah,
and then stop in, and they might get it.
Now she
and
is,
if they took these long and mentioned, she might be able to add to it.
That's a great idea.
But, yeah, she's about 94 years old.
And she's down in Boston, or
no, Brattleboro.
Brattleboro. Great.
And I got an address here, Eden Park Nursing Home.
Great.
Out of rural Vermont. I think maybe her name Rachel Barney.
Terrific.
I'll give you this stuff here if you want.
Oh, that would be great.
Some of this I've been marked out shouldn't have been. Some isn't marked out it should be.
She's in what the?
What was the nursing home? She's writing it down here on our schedule sheet.
Eden Park Nursing Home. E-D-E-N.
And she is your
she's
mother's
my,
cousin? Or
no, sister. My mother's sister. She's
mother's
my
sister.
Aunt.
Ah.
Yeah. Yeah, she loved to talk when she didn't have an awful nice woman, awful good-hearted.
Nice.
They used to, used to live up in Berlin Corners. Her husband and father-in-law used to have a couple of small farms up there. In fact, her father-in-law had a blacksmith shop right in the corner where you go up. In fact, I was out there when I was used to be out there, they used to have cattle there, and they'd drive it up to a pasture on the backside of Berlin Pond. They'd farm right at the end of it.
Well, it's worth a try.
Yeah. You might have to try several times, you know, to catch it if she saw it. But she's up, like I said, I think she's about 94. Because mother be 92, and I think she's years older than my mother. If my mother lived.
Do you remember Fair Charlotte? I remember you told me.
Yeah. No, I don't remember much of it, but I remember what it's supposed to be like. You know, that's getting going there in a gallon, and you know, that's supposed to happen around Wild Toon, Waitsfield, and Plainfield, right along and through that section.
Is that right?
Yeah. I heard one time about where it was, but it's fairly local at the time. The same as that.
The murder one.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe you're.
I think that's supposed to be Middlesex or somewhere up around through. Somewhere around.
We should look and see if Middlesex is in here.
You know, Middlesex are up that way, Middlesex, Montpelier, or.
So Charlotte Meg.
Oh, I heard. Remember where I heard that Charlotte was that woman. It's write songs or something. She was on.
Margaret MacArthur, maybe.
I think so. She's a. She one of them is looking up those songs. I think she had that and had the words, and I think I've got it somewhere.
I've got the words.
Yeah. Get around to learn all, but
North Montpelier. Morrisville.
Well, it could be right around here anyway, this section, you know. It seemed like it's in Montpelier as far as they found her dead or something. I think it's around up in that section. Middlesex, Montpelier, Plainfields, around through. Another one, another he's singing, I don't know much of it, is about the. What was it? Oh, mother, hand me down my cloak and hand me down my gown. Dee 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 dee. Then it goes on. I'll be all smiles tonight, I'll be all smiles tonight. Though my heart may break tomorrow, I'll be all smiles tonight. That's all I know of that. But somebody probably knows that. And I don't think it's that really that old.
Got me. I'm not a song expert.
No, I'm not either.
Well, you at least know them.
Not too many, not through. I don't think I've got any. I know I put some down on a tape recorder myself, but there's none of these. Mm-hmm. There's some I made up, so they.
You made some up.
Yeah. So I don't think I've got any of these.
Do you have those on tape?
Huh?
Which ones did you make up?
Oh, well, there's some I made.
Let's hear them.
I don't think so. Well, they're all right, you know, except that they don't have nothing to do with these older things.
Well, that's all right.
Maybe your wife can know remember them. But they're not, they're all, you know, something I've made up over the years.
That's fun.
I didn't even know he taped them.
Well, I did while you were working, I was saying. That's why I haven't got some more done. You're here, and I like to be by myself and nobody around.
Sing one.
I'll see what I'll sing. Well, okay, let's see. We were in a tavern drinking, feeling rather gay, when up a young man staggered and heard him softly say, hold your glasses steady, then lift them to the skies, while I drink a toast to Billy, a girl with laughing eyes. She was like a flower in the dawning, she was like the noonday bright, she was like a rose in the evening beneath the soft moonlight. In a pair of greasy coveralls, with a smudge across her face. She's more pretty by far than girls that are dressed in silks and lace. At a race or at an air meet, at a carnival or fair, if there's any parachute jumping, you'd surely find her there. One day, I'll see. Out on the wing she'd clamber, then laugh to see my face. With a couple shoes strapped to her back, she'd drop off into space. One day as she was falling, like a comet past the clouds, I saw her chute had failed her, she was tangled in its shrouds. Down I saw her falling, down I saw her go, down I saw her falling, there was nothing I could do. I hurled my ship straight downward, it was a screaming thing. Oh, nothing now can save her if she doesn't pull the ring. Her chute it billowed open, still gave an anguished moan, for she had lit a swinging and struck against a stone. I heard her softly whisper, her eyes were bright with pain. The words came low and gasping, I'll never fly again. Up on a lonely hilltop, up where the wind blows free, leave me on a hilltop and plant a rose for me. One last impulsive motion, she clasped her hand in mine. One last convulsive shudder, and she crossed the great divide. Now hold your glasses steady, and lift them to the skies. We'll drink a toast to Billy, a girl with laughing eyes.
That's terrific. What do you mean it's no good? That's terrific. How long did it take you to do that?
Not too long.
Yeah.
That's probably written 50 years ago.
Is that right? Was it based on
let's see, 50s, yeah. Well, something I knew.
Something you knew.
I used to fly a little.
Yeah.
And I got one I used to box on too, so I wrote that.
Let's hear that.
I wrote one on that too.
Well, sing.
He was just a tough kid with a hold up, a kid that had entered the ring. He was just a tough kid needing money, a kid that could take it and swing. His first fight was with an old-timer who knew every trick in the bag. And he battered the kid's head and body till he started to buckle and sag. Kid, he was dazed, he was groggy, but he still threw one last sweeping right. Caught the other flush on the button, does a blow that soon ended the fight. Kid, he kept fighting, kept winning, luck more than skill paved his way. When it streamed through his fingers like water, it flows from the creek to the bay. Then came the chance of a lifetime, his chance was a crack at the champ. And he told me, if I don't take him over, it's my last fight that you'll ever map. By the eighth round, the kid he was reeling, still he would stand there and swing. For a second, he made the champ stagger with a blow that would make your head ring. By the 12th round, the kid he was beaten, he just couldn't take any more. But before the count could ever be finished, he'd slowly climb up from the floor. Then when the fight, it was over, he gravely shook hands with the champ. He said, if it lasted much longer, you'd surely close my other lamp. He later collapsed in his corner, and it worked over him all the night. But the heart of the tiger died in him, he was dead by the first morning light. He was just a tough kid with a wallop, just a kid that had entered the ring. He was just a tough kid needing money, a kid that could take it and swing.
That's terrific. That's great. Do any of your children have this talent?
I don't know. Well, she can't stand my singing anyway. Oh, I go down cellar usually if I got something like that. I've got something I've never finished. I've got half a third's way. I wrote something about her, but I never quite finished them up.
Uh-oh. Oh, good.
But I never quite finished. I can't quite finish it, you know.
I think those are terrific. Really?
Uh-huh. I'm glad we put them on tape.
Yeah, well, I'll copy this.
Well, I think I got those.
Yeah, it sounds...
I got two or three others, I think. Some of them I haven't finished up.
Oh, yeah.
I put some of that on when she wasn't around. I kind of keep most of that stuff myself. I shot my mouth off more now than I usually do.
Well, I'm very glad you did. I really am. I think they're terrific. And, you know, about your flying, yeah.
Uh-huh.
You had a plane?
Yeah, I started flying out here in Montpelier, fall of 36.
Wow.
And Howard Dutton, he was the international acrobat champ about 1940 or 41, I can't remember. I was out on the West Coast at the time. And
hi there.
Hello.
Oh, hi. TV's kind of
gone? Yeah.
Well, no, it works. But
flew out California, so
on both sides, so.
A little bit of service. I washed out the cadets. So. It'd be better if I hadn't flown. I went in there, because their style, my style, is two different things. But I worked North American and aviation.
Uh-huh.
That's why I was out there for. I went out in fall of '39, come back in spring of '42.
I'll be darned. Did you do any parachute jumping or?
No, I was out here one time. This Howard Dutton put on there.